بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today, this is our session number 10, reading from lessons in Arabic language, level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today we will be beginning a new lesson, lesson number 21. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to try to cover most of the English key. It's quite lengthy. Yani 10 points plus a whole extra section dealing with yani the particles that resemble the verb. I don't know, it's about 10 pages, and we're going to maybe take half of it, or most of it, inshallah, today, the English key. And then, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll have a second week, and by breaking up the English key a little bit, we'll have a second week to go over that which we're going to cover this week, and the remaining points of the English key, and the particles that resemble the verb. In the next week's session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll cover what remains from the English key from today and the Arabic dialogue at the beginning of the lesson and some of the exercises. So inshallah, when I looked at this lesson, I saw that there's a lot of information, many, many points, some of them quite detailed. And rather than to rush through them in one session, and rather than to place difficulty on anyone trying to read and comprehend and memorize all of this information in 1 week, I thought it was better that we'll cover as much of it as possible, and then we'll have another week to go over it again and to complete what remains from it. And then in the next session, inshallah, we'll go into the Arabic dialogue and some of the exercises. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Now, so let's go straight to the English key for lesson number 21, page 89. And what we're going to be doing is a new bab from the Thulathi Al-Mazid, bab tafa'ala, the past tense, present tense, the imperative form, the masdar, ism, fa'il, ism, maf'ul, makan, and zaman, all of that like we've been doing with the previous babs of Mazid. We're going to be looking at the same things like that. And then we'll be going on to the harf later, which is from Akhawatu Inna. And then we'll be looking at other things, la nafil and jints, further details related to at-tahdhir, and some other patterns for different things. Okay, so there's a lot of information here, and I'm going to take my time, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, I'm going to take my time and try to make everything clear, and then you'll have another chance in the coming week to read through it again, and to digest it, and to comprehend it, And then hopefully, yani, to complete what remains of this English key, whatever we don't cover today. So, for today, inshallah, we're expected to cover the English key from points 1 through 8. 8 points, alright? So, the first point, page 89, halfway down the page, lesson number 21. In this lesson, we learn the following. Number 1. Bab tafa'ala. Bab tafa'ala. This bab is formed by prefixing ta to bab fa'ala. Yani, making up tafa'ala. For example, takasala. He was lazy. Tafa'aba, with Hamza. Tafa'aba, he yawned. Tafa'ala, with Hamza. Yani with Hamza. Tafa'ala. Yani this bab is tafa'ala with Ayn. And this verb is tafa'ala with Hamza. He was optimistic. He had hoped that things are going to go well. تَشَاجَرُوا. They quarreled with one another. Note the meaning. With one another. They quarreled with one another. Yani this is a verb. This particular verb, تَشَاجَرُوا, is a verb that requires yani two sides. Yani somebody and somebody else. It's not something that you do by yourself. Yani you read a book. You can read a book by yourself. But you can't quarrel with yourself. Or at least you shouldn't be quarreling with yourself. Now, Allah save us from that. They quarreled with one another. And this is one of the meanings of this bab, yani that there's musharaka, that people are doing things, yani they're sharing in it. They're participating, yani, with someone else. Tabaka. Tabaka. He pretended to cry. And this is another of the meanings of this bab, tafa'ala, yani, izhar ma laysa fi al-batin. Yani, that a person shows, yani, displays or gives the impression of something that is not really within. Yani, something that is not real. They are pretending to do something. Huh? Tabaka, he pretended to cry. Okay, so this is the first matter from this point number one, bab tafa'ala, yani, and these are examples of verbs from this bab, tafa'ala, takasala, tafa'aba, tafa'ala, tashajaru, tabaka, and so on. The next point from point number one, the next matter of the matters that we have been looking at in all of the abwab of mazid, thulafi mazid, is the mudari. That's the past tense form, tafa'ala. And the mudari form is, as the verb is made up of five letters, since it's made up of five letters, the harf mudara'a takes fatha. Yani like the verbs that we have been taking in the past, yani normal thulafi verbs. But we said when it has four letters, when a verb has four letters, then the mudara'a letter, the prefix letter, the ya or the ta or the hamza or the noon, is going to take dhamma. But here it's going to go back to fatha. It has five letters, so it takes fatha. So the mudari from tabaka is yatabaka. Ya with, yani the prefix letter, the harf mudari takes fatha. Yatabaka. He is pretending to be crying. Yatatha'aba. Yani from tatha'aba, yatatha'aba. He is yawning. Yani he's looking like he's very tired. He's yawning. Takasalu. I'm sorry, yatatha'abu. I hope I said yatatha'abu with dhamma, because it's mudari, right? And it's mudari, marfu, and unless there's something acting on it, changing it to being mansub or majzoom. Yani, so I should have said, yatatha'abu, he is yawning. Yatakasalu, he is showing laziness, he is lazy. Yatakasalu. As the bab, tafa'ala, where the shadda is on the middle radical ayn, tafa'ala. Just as in that bab, the harf mudari'a, ta, may be omitted in literary writings. And here are some examples from the Qur'an. And they give us three examples from the Qur'an. Yani, because this bab, like the bab, tafa'ala, has an extra ta prefix to it, when the harf mudari'a comes with a ta, then that means there's a double ta. In that case, in literary writings, one of those ta's may be omitted. And they give us three examples. The first example from the Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat, 49th Surah, 11th Ayat, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we have made you, شُعُوبًا, nations, وَقَبَائِلَ, and tribes, لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you may know one another, so that you may get to know one another. Yani li here is lam ta'lil. It's telling you why. Why has Allah made the people into nations and tribes? So that they may know one another. So that they may become acquainted with one another. I'm sorry, this is from Surah Al-Hujurat. I think I said 49:11. It should be 49:13. 49:13. Now, let me just highlight that so I don't make that mistake again. 49th Surah, 13th Ayah. In this ayat, لِتَعَارَفُ, here, تَعَارَفُ is for, is in place of تَتَعَارَفُ. Yani with a double ta, تَتَعَارَفُ. So one of the ta's, yani, is allowed to be omitted. Turn it to page 90, top of the page, the second example from the Quran. This one is from Surah Al-Hujurat 49:11. The first one was 49:13, this one from 49:11. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. I'm sorry, I'm putting the extra ta in there, but it's omitted, right? Okay. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. And do not insult one another. Again, there's the musharaka here, interacting. Do not insult one another. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Do not insult one another, yani, with nicknames. Calling each other nicknames. And this is from 49th Surah 11th Ayah. Here, tanabazu is in place of tatanabazu, with the double ta, one of them being permissible to be omitted. The third example is from Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah 2nd Ayah, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not help one another. Again, the interaction, musharaka. Do not help one another. Yani cooperate with one another in sin and transgression. Al-Ithm wal-Udwan. Here, لَا تَعَاوَنُوا is for لَا تَتَعَاوَنُوا. And these are all examples from the Quran of what? That the this bab, yani bab tafa'ala, because of that extra ta, when the harf al-mudara, one of those letters is a ta. Ta, ya, hamza, and noon. When the ta is prefixed to a mudari verb from this bab, then you have two ta's, so it's permissible in literary writings to omit one of them. Okay, that's the mudari. The mudari, we said about it what? That the harf mudara is taking fatha here. Not like in the bab allama or yani allama or yani fa'ala, yani the verb is an example of it is allama yu'allimu, takes dhamma, allama yu'allimu from bab yani fa'ala. And likewise it's not like the bab yani af'ala, yani aslama yuslimu with dhamma and so on like this. Okay, so this one the prefixed letter, the harf mudara, is taking fatha, and also when the harf mudara is a ta, it's permissible in literary writings to omit one of them. Okay, let's go on to the next point from point number one. Bab tafa'ala, the third issue is what? Al-amr, the fi'l amr, the amr form. It is formed by omitting the harf al-mudara and the case ending. And that's what we said in the previous abwab as well, that the fi'l amr is derived by omitting the harf mudara and the case ending, yani the dhamma at the end of the verb is changed to sukoon. And if it's a naqis verb, the last radical, instead of sukoon, it's deleted completely, the letter itself. So it is formed by omitting the harf al-mudara and the case ending. For example, tatanawalu, tatanawalu, get rid of the ta, the harf mudara, the first ta, and get rid of the dhamma on the last radical, the lam. So from tatanawalu, you have تناول, تناول. That's the fi'l amr, take this. تناول, هذا. In the naqis verb, the final alif, yani the weak letter of the naqis verb, which is written ya, yani is written in the form of a ya without the two dots. In the naqis verb, the final alif, written as a ya without its two dots, is omitted. Instead of the last radical taking sukoon for the fi'l amr form, the last radical is deleted. It's omitted. So, for example, tatabaka, tatabaka, became, get rid of the first ta and get rid of the alif maksura on the end, became tabaka. Tatabaka became tabaka. To pretend to cry. To pretend to be crying. As for the masdar, we said that in the thulathi mazid verbs, the masdar has a particular pattern. Okay, each bab has its own pattern. So here the masdar for the bab tafa'ala is on the pattern of tafa'ulun. Yani, the second radical, the ayn, second middle radical takes dhamma. Tafa'ulun. So for example, from tanawala, he took something. The masdar is tanawulun. So tanawala became tanawu. Tanawala, tanawul. With tanween, because it's an ism. Tanawulun. Taking something. For example, from tasha'ama. Tasha'ama with hamza. Tasha'ama, he was pessimistic. Yani the opposite of optimistic. Optimistic is a person thinks and expects that things are going to go well. Pessimistic is the opposite. The person thinks things are not going to go well. They don't have much hope that things will turn out good. Tasha'ama, he was pessimistic. The master, tasha'ama, tasha'um, tasha'umun, pessimism. In the naqis verb, the dhamma of the second radical changes to kasra. Yani the dhamma and the pattern, tafa'u, tafa'ulun, yani that dhamma and tafa'u, yani becomes kasra. So tabaka, if it had alif lam, the masdar would be at-tabaki, at-tabaki. And without alif lam, it would be tabakin, tabakin. Yani the kasra, when the last letter, the weak letter is deleted from tabaki, yani when that ya is deleted, then the kasra on the letter before it, yani, has added to it the noon of tanween. So it became tabakin. And that's to indicate that the weak letter at the end has been deleted. Tabakin. And this, in its original pattern, yani tafa'ulun, should have been tabakuyun. Tabakuyun. But that dhamma and tabaku became kasra because of the ya that's following it. So instead of tabakuyun, it became tabaki. Yani if it has alif lam, it's at-tabaki. Without alif lam, tabakin. Naam. So the pattern is tafa'ulun, and in the naqis verbs, the dhamma became kasra. So it became, yani tafa'i, tafa'i, with elongation. Yani kasra followed by ya. At-tafa'i, at-tafa'il. The next thing that we're looking at is the ism fa'il and ism maf'ul, and then the ism makan and zaman. We said that the ism fa'il and ism maf'ul, yani, are the same except the second radical vowel. In the ism fa'il is kisra, and in the ism maf'ul is fatha. So how do we formulate the ism fa'il and ism maf'ul? These are formed by replacing the harf mudara with mu. The second radical, it says here in my book, the second radical has fatha. It should say the second radical has kasra in the ism fa'il. And it has fatha in the ism maf'ul. In my book, it has reverse order. The second radical has fatha in the ism fa'il. That's a mistake. It should be kasra. And, yani, kasra in the ism maf'ul should be fatha in the ism maf'ul. Yani, this is, as we've seen in all the previous babs, يعني علم يعلم, the ism fa'il is mu'allim with kasra. يعني from aslama yuslimu, the ism fa'il is muslim with kasra. And so on. يعني تعلم يتعلم متعلم. So the ism fa'il always, in all that we've seen previously, in all the previous thulathi mazid babs, the ism fa'il takes kasra. And that's the rule. The ism fa'il takes kasra. It's distinguished from the ism maf'ul in that the ism maf'ul on the second radical takes fatha. Takes fatha. So again, just the correct reading should be the second radical has kasra in the ism fa'il. And it has fatha in the ism maf'ul. For example, from tanawala, the mudari is yatanawalu. Yatanawalu. So you just exchange the ya with mu, and it became mutana with kasra, mutanawilun for the ism fa'il, and mutanawalun for the ism maf'ul. Yani mutanawilun, the ism fa'il, the one who takes something. The ism maf'ul, mutanawalun, that which is taken. Yani the ism maf'ul, that which is taken. So it's yani mutanawil, ism fa'il, mutanawal, ism maf'ul. So how is the ism fa'il derived? In the same way that we said previously, from the yani mudari'a form, just exchange the harf mudari'a with mu. Yatanawalu, mutanawilun. Fa'il, ism fa'il takes kasra, ism maf'ul takes fatha. The noun of place and time, the ism makan and zaman, it is exactly like the ism maf'ul as all in all the previous thulathi mazid babs. For example, mutanawalun can mean in the context, in the proper context, the place of taking something, or within, yani that which is within reach. It's in the place where you can take it. It's within reach. That's the meaning of mutanawalun, because the form is the form of the ism maf'ul, and the form of the ism maf'ul, as we said previously, is the same as the form for the ism makan and zaman. An example of this word mutanawalun having the meaning of ism makan, the place of taking, or a place that is within reach, is yajibu an la tukraka, and yajibu an la tutraka الأدوية في متناول أيدي الأطفال يجب أن لا تترك. يعني it is obligatory that you do not leave الأدوية medicine that يترك. I'm sorry, تترك, that the medicines should not be left. تترك يعني it's مبني للمجهول. يجب أن لا تترك, that it be not left. يعني الأدوية, the medicines be not left. في متناولي, in the reach, within the reach of أيدي الأطفالي, in the reach of the hands of children. Medicines should not be left within the reach of children's hands. Okay, so those are the eight matters that we normally look at in the bab, in the abwab of ثلاثي مزيد verbs, yani the past tense, on the pattern of تفاعل, like تكاسل, the مضاري, yani in this case is going to take فتح. So it would be يعني يتكاسلوا, يعني with فتح يتكاسلوا, and the, since it has يعني this form, this pattern, this bab has ta in the beginning, if the ta is added for the harf mudari, one of them can be deleted in literary writings. The fi'l amr is derived by deleting the harf mudari and the final vowel on the last radical, or if it's a naqis verb, deleting the final radical, the final letter. The masdar is on the pattern of tafa'ulun, like tanawulun. And the ism fa'il and maf'ul is, as we just said, yani changing the mudari'a letter to mu. Yani tanawala yatanawalu, mutanawilun, ism fa'il, mutanawalun, ism maf'ul. And the noun of place and time is the same as the ism maf'ul. Okay, as far as the meanings of this bab, tafa'ala, so it has various meanings, and here we have the mention of two of them, two of the common meanings for this bab, verbs that come from this bab. This bab denotes, among other things, not only these two meanings, but among other things, the following. A, reciprocal action. In Arabic, al-musharakatu. Al-musharakatu, reciprocal action, that people are reciprocating, yani they are sharing in some kind of action. The yani two or more people are sharing in the action. It's not a one-way action. For example, sa'ala means he asked. Tasa'ala an-nasu means the people asked one another. There's musharaka. They are asking one another. Ta'awana an-nasu means the people helped one another, cooperated with one another. Yani there's mutual cooperation. Yani there's musharaka, yani sharing in the action. Reciprocation. B, the second meaning from amongst its meanings is pretended action. That a person pretends to be crying, pretends to be sleeping, pretends something, right? Pretends to be yawning, for example. Pretended action. In Arabic, izharu, yani the open display, ma laysa fi al-batini, that which is not in the inner self. Yani outwardly showing something that is not the inner reality. Pretending to do something. For example, tamarava, he pretended to be marid, he pretended to be sick. Tanawama, he pretended to, yani, yanam, to be asleep. Tanawama means he pretends to sleep. And ta'ama, he pretended to be a'ma, blind. Naam. That's the end of the first point, and it's the core of this lesson 21. And the good thing about it is that these abwab of Thulathi Mazid, we're following the same patterns in explaining them as we did from the first one that we had from level 3, lessons 16 and 17. We're following the same pattern of explanation, giving the past tense, present tense, the command form, the masdar, the ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, ism makan, ism zaman. And the rules concerning them are basically the same in terms of how you formulate the fi'l mudari, how you formulate the fi'l amra, and that each one of them has a pattern that yani the masdar is formulated from, and the ism yani fa'il takes kasra on the middle radical, ism maf'ul takes fatha, ism makan and zaman is the same. Yani this is what we've seen in each chapter, in each bab of the abwab thulathi mazid. So alhamdulillah, this should not be that difficult. Now we're going to come to some new stuff that's completely new. I mean, this is new too, it's a new bab, but now we're going to come to some things that are completely new that probably we may not have seen before. At least if we're doing this for the first time, we probably haven't seen these things before. Okay, so we're going to take one at a time and hopefully yani try to make sure that they are clear. All right. We're on page 91. Page 91. Point number 2. Point number 2 of the 10 points of this English key. Point number 2 is Laita is a sister of Inna. Yani, remember we studied Inna wa akhawatuha. Inna and its sisters that act, other particles that act just like Inna. They're used with the jumla ismiya. The ism Inna is mansub. The khabru Inna is marfu'un. Just like this. Okay, Laita is a sister of Inna, and it is used to express a wish. I wish such and such and so and so. A wish which is either, yani a person wishing for something, Laita is used to express a wish for something which is either impossible, it's not going to happen, or it is remotely possible. Yani it might be possible, but it's remote. It's not likely. Something that is actually impossible to happen. Or, yani, if it's possible, it's, yani, far-fetched. It's remotely possible. That is the meaning of Laita. For example, Laita an-nujuma qaribatun. Would that the stars be near. Yani, I wish that it would happen, that the stars would be near. This is impossible. Stars are not going to come near. Except maybe in Yawm al-Qiyamah, yani, when Allah disrupts everything in the creation, then we'll see things that we wouldn't normally see if a person is living at that time. Yani, would that the stars were near. Yani, a person is wishing that the star was close enough that he could reach out and touch it. This is impossible. Laitani ghaniyun. Would that I were rich. I wish that I were rich. So this is remotely possible for most people. And if a person is poor, It's not impossible that they could become rich, but it's remote. Yani, few poor people are going to become rich, but it's not like for everybody. It's not happening commonly. So in the first example, Layta an-nujuma qaribatun. An-nujum is the ism of Layta. And qaribatun is the khabr of Layta. And what does that mean here? Remember, the ism of inna is mansub, and the khabar of inna is marfu'. So here we see that an-nujuma as the ism of Layta is mansub with fatha, and qaribatun as the khabar of Layta is marfu'un with dhamma. Alright, so that's the point here. In the first example, an-nujum is the ism Layta, and therefore it's mansub with fatha. And qaribatun is the khabar of Layta, and therefore it's marfu'un with dhamma. Here are some more examples. Layta الشباب يعود. Would that youth returned. Yani, a person is old and they're wishing that they will get young again. Not likely, right? Here the verbal sentence, يعود is the khabar. So الشاب, ليس ليتا الشباب الشباب يعود. ليس الشباب يعود. Here يعود is the khabar of later. So it's a sentence. It's a jumla fi'liya, yani mudari verb, ya'udu. So since it's not a mufrad, yani word, yani a noun, so we'll say that the sentence is in the place where it should be marfu'un, because the khabar of Layta, khabar of inna, and its akhwat is marfu'un. So we say that the verb, the mudari verb ya'udu, is fi mahalli raf, in the place where it should be marfu'un. But as far as al-shababa, youth, is the ism of Layta, and the ism of Layta follows the rule of ism inna, yani, which is mansub, and that's why it has fatha. Would that youth returned. Here the verbal sentence, the jumla fi'liya, ya'udu, is the khabar. In terms of i'rab, we say it is khabaru Layta, yani jumla ismiya fi mahalli arraf, in the place where it should be marfu'un. If it was a noun, then it would be marfu'un, like ghaniyun and like qaribatun. And because the khabar of Layta is marfu'un. But this is a sentence, therefore we say it is fi mahalli raf, in the place where it should be marfu'un. The next example they gave us, Layta ummi lam talidni. How I wish my mother did not bear me. Yani, I wish that my mother had not given birth to me. I don't think a Muslim should be saying that. That's a kafir. Not saying that's kufr. I'm saying that a Muslim is not going to be saying, I wish my mother didn't give birth to me. Yani, alhamdulillah, if a person is a Muslim, then they are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding them to Islam. Whatever yani was the origin of their birth and the difficulties of life, if a person is a Muslim and they strive to remain upon Islam and die upon Islam, they will be in Jannah. A person cannot enter Jannah yani without coming into this world and being tested with what Allah made this world as a test for us to be. طيب ليت أمي لم تلدني. How I wish my mother did not bear me. The last example that they give us here, well, it's not really the last example, but it's the last example from this group of examples. Layta li malan kathiran fa tasaddaqa. How I wish I had malan kathiran, a lot of money. Fa tasaddaqa, so that I could give it in alms, yani in charity, so that I could give charity. Oh, how I wish that I had a lot of money so that I could give it in charity. Here, malan is the ism and li is the khabar. So there are two points that we want to note here. The footnote will come to it, but first let's look at the first point, yani the original structure of this sentence that we want to look at in terms of the rules related to later. Layta li malan. Here we see that the word following layta is a shibah jumla, jaul majrur. The preposition li and the pronoun, the mia, yani, ya al-mutakallam, the first person, singular. Layta li malan. So this shibh jumla is not the ism of laysa, rather it's the khabar, yani muqaddam, advanced ahead of its place. And malan is the mubtada, yani it would have been the mubtada, muakhar, but here we're not going to call it mubtada, we're going to call it what? The ism later. And the ism of later is mansoob. And kathiran is a not describing it, so it's also mansoob. And then we have, yani, I wish that I had a lot of money so that I could give it in charity. فَأَتَصَدَّقَ فَأَتَصَدَّقَ. There's a footnote here for, yani, in the English translation of this, so that I could give it in alms. It says in the footnote, and this is a very important footnote, a tremendous fa'idah that we should pay careful attention to. In this expression, فَأَتَصَدَّقَ, the mudari is mansoob. Why is it mansoob? فَأَتَصَدَّقَ. It is mansoob because the fa in this statement, فَأَتَصَدَّقَ, this fa, which is called الْفَاءُ السَّبَبِيَّةِ, yani the fa that is the cause of something, السَّبَبِيَّةِ, it is the sabab for something to happen, yani meaning, I wish that I had a lot of money so that the result of that, that would cause me to what? Give money in charity. This is fa as-sababiyya. It comes after, and in this sentence, it comes after negation or talab. It comes after negation or talab. And we have learned in lesson 15 that the amr and the nahi and the istifham are included in talab. Wish, yani later here, wish is also included in talab. So just as we said that, yani, there are certain rules, yani, of the mudari verb after a talab. So the talab, we said, includes many things. The ones that were mentioned back in lesson 15 were the amr, the command, the nahi, the prohibition, and istifham. All of them are talab. Yani, it's a request to somebody to do something, an amr, or a request for somebody not to do something, a nahi, or request for somebody to give you understanding of something, istifham. So all of these are talab, and now, we are learning that, yani, to wish for something, yani, later is also a talab. So if a mudari verb is connected to talab by the fa sababiyya, it is mansoob. The mudari verb that's connected to a talab, that comes after a talab, is connected by fa sababiyya, then that mudari verb is going to be mansoob. For example, لا تأكل كثيرا فتنام. Don't eat much lest you go to sleep. يعني لا تأكل, this is a, يعني a nahi, prohibition. Don't eat كثيرا, a lot. And as a result of that, يعني the, this will cause, يعني the, it's فا السببية, as a result of that, you will go to sleep. So here we see the مضاري verb تنام, yani, being mansoob with fatah. Fatanama. Don't eat a lot. And as a result of that, yani, fa, as-sababiyya, as a result of that, you will go to sleep. So here, what we are saying is what? That, yani, the fa, as-sababiyya, when it comes after a talab, whether it's a command, or a prohibition, or istifham, or in this case, as we are studying under this, yani, this topic here, is later is also a talab. So whenever, yani, the mudari verb is following a talab and it's connected to it by fa sababiyya, the mudari verb becomes mansoob. Don't eat too much because this will cause you to go to sleep. Yani fa as-sababiyya. This fa that indicates something will be the cause of something else. So if the mudari verb is connected to a talab by the fa, the fa sababiyya, then the mudari verb becomes mansoob, as in la ta'kul kathiran fatanama. And another example they gave us, laytani ghaniyun fa'usa'ida, with fatta, mansoob with fatta. Laytani ghaniyun fa'usa'ida al-fuqara. Fa'usa'ida al-fuqara'a. Yani, mafulun bi mansoob. But the shahid here, the point is here, what? is that here the fa' sababiyya that comes after the talab. This talab is what? A wish. Laytani ghaniyun. I wish that I were rich. And as a result of that, fa' sababiyya, as a result of that, what will it cause me to do? It will cause me to usa'ida al-fuqara'a, to give help and assistance to the poor. How I wish I were rich so that I might help the poor. Going to the next page, 91, 92. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not going to the next page. I'm just finishing the footnote. I know something didn't seem right here. Okay, because we were doing point number two, and now I'm looking at, we're on point number three. How's that? Okay. So that is the footnote that goes with this example that they gave us here. Later, li malan kathiran fa atasaddaqa. Yani that the mudari verb became mansub because, yani, it is connected to a talab by fa sababiyya. Okay, the final point of point number two is after that example. It says sometimes the vocative particle ya and nida. The ya, that means you're calling out to someone. Sometimes the vocative particle ya is prefixed to layta. For example, ya laytani kuntu turaba. Yani in the Quran 78th surah, 40th ayat. Ya laytani kuntu turaba. Would that I were dust. Yani a person wish when they see the punishment of Allah, they will wish that they were dust. And in another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yani the Quran, we find in the Quran, ya laytani, that they would say, ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Oh, I wish that I had sent something ahead for this life of mine, yani for the next life, yani while they were in this world. What is important here is that, yani just note that sometimes later is prefixed with the vocative particle ya. Yani ya and nida, the ya that's used to call to get someone's attention. Okay, so this is the particle later, and we're going to see more of later when we get to the end of the English key in the next week's session. When we get to the end of the English key, we're going to see a whole section dealing with the particles that resemble the verb. Yani inna wa akhawatuha. Each of them, their meanings and how they function, and extra rules related to them. We'll get to more about later. Yani as a part of yani the akhawatu inna. At the end of this English key, there's a whole section on inna wa akhawatuha. Okay, point number three. The third point of this lesson, which is really a very important point as well. It says, number three, and this is page 91, the second half of the page, la kitaba indi. I don't have any kind of book. I don't have any book at all. This la, in la kitaba, it's called la an-nafiyatu lil-jinsi. La an-nafiyatu lil-jinsi. We've seen la an-nahiyah before, and ma an-nafiyah, but this is la an-nafiyatu lil-jinsi. It's not just negation, but it negates the entire genus. Yani the entire type or kind or class of something. In this case, and in the example they gave us, la kitaba indi means I don't have any kind of book. Anything that's considered a book, this is the negation of that. La nafiya, the la that negates al-jins, yani the entire genus of something, the entire class or kind or type. In the above sentence, la negates anything which can be called a book. It negates the entire genus, the entire jins. Its ism and khabar should both be indefinite. Yani the ism of la nafiyah lil jins and the khabar of la nafiyah lil jins should be indefinite. Its ism is mabniyun and has a fatha ending. Here are some more examples. Okay, let me just stop here just for a second. Its ism is mabniyun. The ism of la nafiyah lil jins, la kitaba, is mabniyun, and it has a fatha ending. It has a fatha ending here in this example, and it will have a fatha ending in the examples that we'll be seeing, but we should note here that that fatha ending is not universal. Yani, actually, rather than to say it is mabniun ala fatha, we should say it is mabniun ala ma yunsab bihi. Yani, it is mabniun on whatever makes it, whatever indicates that it's mansoob. So if the indication of a word being mansoob is fatha, then we can say it's mabniun ala fatha. But in reality, yani, certain words, the indication of them being mansoob is not going to be fatha. They could have secondary, yani, signs of i'rab. So whatever indicates that it's, yani, mansoob before la nafiya lil jins, whatever indicates it before the entry of la nafiya lil jins, then that is what it will be fixed upon, mabniun upon. And I'm not sure if we'll see some examples here, but probably in the dialogue or in the exercises we'll see some examples. Yani, of words that are the ism of la nafi lil jins, and it's mabniyun, but it's mabniyun on whatever makes it mansoob. In this case, what is making this word mansoob, or the indication of being mansoob, is fatta. So that's why we're seeing fatta, but it's not always going to be fatta. It's not always going to be mabniyun ala fatta. It's going to be mabniyun on whatever indicates it being mansoob before la nafi lil jins was entered upon the sentence. Okay, here are some more examples of la nafi lil jins. La da'iya lil khawfi. There's no need for fear. There's absolutely da'iya. Yani, here da'i means something that is a reason why a person should be afraid. There's nothing. There's no reason for being afraid in this case or in this situation. La da'iya lil khawfi. There's absolutely no need, no call for you to be in fear. The second example. لا إكراه في الدين. لا إكراه في الدين. There is no compulsion in religion. Here we see the ism of لا نافي للجنس again is taking fatha. It's mabniun upon whatever indicates it being mansub. In this case, it's fatha. لا ريب فيه. There is no doubt about it. There is absolutely no doubt about it. Yani, anything that could be considered doubt is negated by la and nafi lil jins. Because what? It negates everything that comes under that class or that type or that kind of thing. Whether it's books or whether it's compulsion or whether it's doubt or whatever it might be, it's negating everything that comes under that grouping, that jins. La and nafi lil jins. Yani, it negates the whole jins, the whole genus, the whole class or type. The next example, La ilaha illallah. Here we see, yani, the ism of La is ilaha, yani, something that is worshipped. So here we see that the ism of La nafi lil jins is again mabniun upon that which indicates it being mansub. In this case, is fatha. And the meaning of La ilaha is la ma'bud bihaqqin. La ma'bud bihaqqin. Yani, there is nothing which is worshipped that has a right to be worshipped, that has a haqq, that deserves to be worshipped. Illallah, except Allah. Naam. Fayyib, going to the last examples on page 92, the last examples of this. لا نافي للجنس. لا صلاة بعد الغداة حتى تطلع الشمس. يعني, there is no salat after the fajr salat until the sun rises. لا صلاة. يعني, again, صلاة here is the ism of لا نافي للجنس. يعني, so anything that's considered salah is not permissible. Ba'da al-ghadati. After the morning, yani, begins. Until. Ba'da, la salata, ba'da al-ghadati, hatta tatla al-shams. Yani, meaning, once a person has prayed the fajr prayer, then there shouldn't be any other prayer until the sun rises. حتى تطلع الشمس, until the sun rises. يعني from the time of the performance of the Fajr prayer, there's no prayer that's allowed until the sun rises. ولا صلاة بعد العصر حتى تغرب الشمس. And there's no prayer after the Asr prayer until the sun sets. So once a person has performed the Asr prayer, there shouldn't be any prayers performed until the sun sets. And there's some fiqh ikhtilaf here concerning this matter, because it is known, authentically reported, that the Prophet ﷺ later in his life, yani at some point he did perform prayers that he had missed, sunnah prayers after the Dhuhr prayer due to being occupied by a delegation, and therefore he made them up the first chance he had, and that was after the Asr prayer. And Aisha radiallahu anha narrates in an authentic hadith in Bukhari that he continued to perform those two rak'ah. Yani from that time on, he continued to perform them after the Asr prayer. So, yani this is an issue that yani can be looked at in some detail. This is not a fiqh class, so we're not going to look at it right now. But in any case, not only did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but even a number of companions, is authentically reported that after his death, that they also used to perform these two rak'ah after the Asr prayer, but with the condition that it's before the sun becomes yani very, very low and gets like dark red before it sets. And it's before it reaches that time when it's almost sunset. And yani after the Asr prayer in its earlier time. And this is a long discussion that we're not going to do right here. But in any case, the point is here what? لا نافل الجنس لا صلاة. There's no salat. And after the performance of the Fajr prayer until the sun rises, in which case you'll be performing Salatul Duha, its time is up until a little bit before the Dhuhr prayer. And by the way, the Salatul Duha after the sun rises is not immediately at sunrise, but like 10 or 15 minutes after the sun has risen. After sunrise. Now, okay, that's the end of point number 3. And I'm sorry to get sidetracked with this fiqh, but that was, just something that came to my mind. Okay, so this is La Nafil al-Jins. Very, very important. Inshallah, we're going to have another week to look at this. During the coming week, I'm going to give you a chance to review some of these points that we're covering today, and in the time after that to complete whatever we don't complete today from the English key and the Arabic dialogue. Let's go on to point number 4 on page 92, near the top of the page. Point number 4 says, in the previous lesson we learnt the tahdhir. For example, iyyaka wa hadha ar-rajula, yani mansub al-fatha. Iyaka wa hadha ar-rajula, beware of this man. Now if the thing warned against is a masdar mu'awwal, yani in this case the thing warned against is what? Hadha ar-rajula. But if the thing warned against is a masdar mu'awwal, the waw is omitted. The waw in iyaka wa, that waw is omitted if the thing being warned against is a masdar mu'awwal. There's a footnote. It says, see lesson 11 for the masdar mu'awwal. Al-masdaru al-mu'awwal, yani it means that, and there's more than one type, but the one that we have seen already is the masdar mu'awwal, means that it is a combination of the particle n and the mudari verb. Yani we will see in the examples here, when the thing being warned against is a masdar mu'awwal. And if you want to go back and read about masdar mu'awwal, go back to lesson 11. Naam, from level 3 class, lesson 11. Naam. If the thing being warned against is a masdar mu'awwal, the waw is omitted. For example, iyyaka wan-nawma fil fasli. So here the thing being warned against is not a masdar mu'awwal. It's a nawm, right? So the waw is there. Iyyaka wan-nawma fil fasli. Beware of sleeping in the class. Here the thing being warned against is a noun, a nawm. And it is preceded, therefore it is preceded by the waw that is part of the expression, or this type of expression, yani tahdhir, yani expression that's used to warn against something. So the waw is there. But if the masdar mu'awwal is used instead of yani the noun and nawm, if the masdar mu'awwal is used, the waw is dropped. For example, instead of saying iyyaka wan nawm, you could say iyyaka an tanama fil fasli. Iyyaka wan nawma fil fasli. إِيَّاكَ أَن تَنَامَ فِي الْفَصْلِ. So here, the particle N and the mudari verb is a masdar mu'awwal. So when it takes the place of the noun, النوم, يعني النوم في الفصل, أن تنام في الفصل, then the waw is dropped. So we don't say إِيَّاكَ وَأَن تَنَامَ, but the waw is dropped. إِيَّاكَ أَن تَنَامَ فِي الْفَصْلِ. Alright, so what is the point here is that in the tahdhir expression, when you're warning against something, we have إِيَّاكَ wa, yani, and then the thing that's warned against, which will come in the mansub form, yani will be mansub, as we explained, yani previously when we talked about this, in the previous lesson. So this wow that is supposed to be there when the thing being warned against is a noun is dropped when the thing being warned against is a masdar mu'awwal. So here are some examples. Yani the first example and the second example and the third example, yani these are each example, they're giving us both ways it can be expressed. Okay, so let's look at it with the noun, the waw is present, and then with the masdar mu'awwal, the waw is omitted. Alright, beware of illegal sex. With a noun as zina, iyakum was zina. Beware of illegal sex. So instead of as zina, we can use the masdar mu'awwal, iyakum and taznu. Iyakum and taznu. Yani beware of committing zina, illegal sex. Here, because the thing being warned against is a masdar mu'awwal, the waw that we saw in iyaka was zina, the waw is omitted. Second example, iyakunna, second person feminine plural, iyakunna wal hasada, beware of jealousy or envy. Yani here the thing being warned against is a noun, al hasad, but if we change it to a masdar mu'awwal, iyakunna and tahsudna. Yani here and tahsudna is yani a masdar mu'awwal, the particle n plus the mudari verb. Yani tahsudna is the form of the verb for the what? Second person feminine plural, corresponding to the personal pronoun antunna. Iyakunna antunna and tahsudna. From hasada yahsudu, tahsudna antunna tahsudna. The third example, iyaki when nisyani, when nisyani. Iyaki, second person feminine, singular, yani corresponding to the personal pronoun anti. Iyaki anti when nisyana, beware of nisyan, forgetfulness. So instead of the noun and nisyan, we're going to use the masdar mu'awwal, in which case the waw will be deleted. We say iyaki an tansay. Fatta ya with sukun. Tansay. Note that tansay is feminine. The masculine form is tansa. Yani, so the feminine form is what? Tansay. Iyaka and tansay. Beware of forgetfulness. The waw is deleted because why? Because the thing being warned against here is the masdar mu'awwal. Okay, so that's point number four, that in the tahdhir expression, when something is being warned against, if the thing being warned against is the masdar mu'awwal, the waw is dropped. Tayyib. Point number five. Okay, point number five is yani just an explanation of the yani patterns for certain types of nouns that are related to defects in the body and colors that are on the pattern of af'ala. So their feminine form, yani, is fu'ala. And their plural for masculine and feminine is fu'lun. Alright? So this is what point number five is about. Yani, it's patterns for certain, yani, types of words. So the feminine, point number five, bottom half of page 92, yani, we're talking about the pattern of af'al, af'alu. The feminine of a'raju, a'raju, yani on the pattern of af'alu. A'raju, which means lame, like a person who is limping, lame, cripple. The feminine of a'raju is arja'u, yani on the pattern of fa'la'u. أرجاؤ. And the plural for both the masculine and the feminine forms is أرجون. يعني فعلون. This rule applies to all nouns on the pattern of عفعل, which denote defects. يعني all nouns on the pattern of عفعل that denote defects in colors. Not all nouns on the pattern of عفعل, but all nouns on the pattern of عفعل that have the meaning of defects and colors. Here's an example of a noun denoting color, the feminine of أحمر on the pattern of أفعل. أحمر. Its feminine is حمراء. يعني the same pattern of أرجاء from أعرج. حمراء. And the plural for both أحمر and حمراء is حمر. فعل. Note that الهنود الحمر, the red Indians. The plural of أبيض, يعني on the pattern of أفعل, the plural of أبيض, white, is بيضاء. بيضاء يعني فعلاء. And I mean the plural, the feminine of أبيض. I'm getting tired. اللهم استعان. The feminine of أبيض is بيضاء. And the plural of both of them is بيض. Now بيض is an irregularity, but the pattern should have been فعلٌ, so originally it should have been بويضٌ, يعني با ضم يا with سكون, بويضٌ. Because of the difficulty of pronouncing this and the sound that they didn't like, so they changed the ضم from بو to كسرة, and it became بيضٌ. But the original pattern is بويضٌ, يعني فعلٌ. The dhamma has changed to kasra because of the following ya, yani to correspond with the following ya, yani to be matching or suitable for the corresponding ya. Okay, turning to page 93, point number 6. Yani so point number 5 is basically what? The nouns that have the meaning of defects in the body or colors, if they are in the pattern of afalu, then their feminine form is going to be in the pattern of فاج, on the pattern of فعل, فعلاء, فعلاء, and the plural is going to be on the pattern of فعلٌ. نعم. Point number 6, the verbs with واو as the first radical, يعني meaning the مثال verbs. Remember the معتل from level 3, the level 3 or level 2? From level 2. Yani the mu'tal verbs, mu'tal al-fa, mu'tal al-ayn, and mu'tal al-lam, yani the mithal verbs and the ajwaf verbs and the naqis verbs. So the one that has a weak letter in the beginning is called mithal or mu'tal al-fa. So the verbs with wow from the mithal verbs, the mithal wawi, the mithal verb that has wow as the first radical has two masdars. The verbs, mithal verbs that are wawi, that the weak letter in the beginning is waw, the in the first radical, they have two masdars. One with the letter waw, and the other without it. Yani the waw that came from the verb itself is part of the masdar. In one of its masdars, the waw is there, and the second form takes a compensatory ta marbuta. Yani the second one, in which doesn't have the wow. Yani one with the wow and the other without the wow. Two masdars, one with wow, which would be the normal masdar, and then it has a second masdar, which is without that wow, and instead of that wow it has a compensatory tarmabuta. Yani to make up for the omission of the wow, they put tarmabuta on the end. So, from the verb wasafa, he described something, we have the masdar wasfun. The masdar directly from the verb wasfun. But there is also another masdar for this verb which doesn't have the waw, but in place of it has the extra tarmabuta, and that's sifatun. And we use this word all the time. Yani an adjective is a sifa or a not, right? Sifatun, from wasafa, to describe something. Wasfun and sifatun. From the verb wa'ava, yani to admonish. to give an admonishment. From the verb wa'adha, yani we have the masdar, that's directly from the verb with the waw, wa'adhun. Just like wasfun, wa'adhun, with sukun on the middle radical ayn. And then we have, without the waw, yani with the extra tarmabut on the end, a'idhatun. Like sifatun, a'idhatun. Warning, admonition. Then from the verb wathiqa, we have the masdar wuthuqun, yani with the waw, the original waw from the verb, and we have the one without the waw, but instead in its place, yani to compensate for the extra tarmabuta, thiqatun, trust or confidence. Wathiqa means you trust someone. You have trust in them, you have confidence in them. So, yani wuthuqun and thiqatun are its two masdars. Alright, so this we're talking about what here? We're talking about mithal wawi. The mithal verb, the weak letter is in the first radical. If that weak letter is waw, then such verbs have two masdars, one with the waw and one without the waw, in place of that waw tarmabuta. Number seven. The seventh point, hujratun. Hujratun. The second letter has sukoon in hujra. Hujra means a room, right? Or an apartment. Hujratun. The second letter has sukoon in the singular mufrad of this word. But in the plural, jam, the second radical, yani in this case it's jim, instead of sukun it has dhamma. So hujratun in the plural is hujuratun. Instead of hujratun, hujuratun. Yani sound, feminine plural. Yani you might think that the sound feminine plural would be from hujratun, hujratun. Changing the tarmabuta to open ta and extending the next to the last letter, yani extending the fatha with alif. Hujratun. But instead, yani words that are on this pattern in the singular, like hujratun, the second radical has sukoon. In the plural, the second radical will take dhamma. This rule applies to all nouns on the pattern of fu'alatun. Fu'alatun, like hujratun, like gurfatun, like khutwatun. So just like hujratun, its plural is hujurat, so gurfatun, its plural is gurufat, and khutwatun, its plural is khutuwat. Yani gurfa meaning a room, and khutwa meaning a step, yani walking, taking steps. Okay, point number eight, and this is the last thing that we had for homework. Point number eight, a preposition preceding a masdar mu'awwal may be omitted. Note the word may, not must, but may be omitted. So you can omit it or you can leave it, keep it there. For example, a'udhu billahi min al-kadhibi. I seek refuge in Allah from telling lies. Min al-kadhibi. The preposition min in min al-kadhibi may be omitted if it is followed by a masdar mu'awwal. Yani, instead of al-kadhib, instead of the noun al-kadhib, if min was followed by, instead of kadhib, yani a masdar mu'awwal that has the same meaning, particle, yani the particle n and a mudari verb, if it was followed by a masdar mu'awwal, it is permissible to omit the min, the preposition min. You can keep it or you can get rid of it. So, for example, أعوذ بالله أن أكذب. Here, أن أكذب is the masdar mu'awwal, the particle N and the mudari verb. So if instead of the noun al-kadhib, we have the masdar mu'awwal أن أكذب, then the min can be omitted or it can be kept in place. So you can say أعوذ بالله أن أكذب without min. The omission is optional. You don't have to omit it, but it's optional if you like. And we may also say, we may keep it and say, A'udhu billahi min an akthiba. Now, we can say, A'udhu billahi an akthiba, A'udhu billahi min an akthiba. So it's optional. It may be omitted, it may be kept. Here's another example. with a noun and with a masdar mu'awwal. Or with, I'm sorry, with a masdar mu'awwal, with the min, the preposition being kept, or the preposition, it's not min here, it's the preposition be, but the preposition can be kept or can be left out. Okay, so you say, for example, yani the original sentence without the masdar mu'awwal, amarana Allahu bis-salati. Amarana Allahu bis-salati. Allah has commanded us with salat. So instead of yani as-salat, the noun, we want to put a masdar mu'awwal, amarana Allahu an nusalliya. Allah has commanded us that we pray. So here yani the masdar mu'awwal, if there is a masdar mu'awwal, then the preposition can be omitted, as we have omitted it here. Yani in the original sentence, amarana Allahu bis-salati. But when we change a salat, the noun is salat, with a masdar mu'awwal, we can leave out that b. Amarana Allahu an nusalliya, without the b. Or we can leave the b in place, it's optional, and we can say amarana Allahu bi an nusalliya. Yani amarana Allah an nusalliya, or amarana Allah bi an nusalliya. Bi an nusalliya. Okay, so what is the point here? The preposition, whether it's min or bi or whatever, the preposition that's preceding a masdar mu'awwal can be omitted, or it can be kept in place. It's optional. Okay, we're at the end of what we had for homework, and we still have a little bit of time left. So what I want to do here is, I want to just introduce to you a little bit of what we're going to be taking that remains from this English key here, 2 points 9 and 10, and the particles that resemble the verb. Okay, so it's still actually a few pages left. 5 pages. Still a lot left. Okay, so there's still 5 pages left, or 4.5 pages. Yeah, 4.5 pages, because this page, 93, we're halfway through it already. All right, so just take a few minutes to look at what we're going to be doing in the next session, or what we're going to be doing for homework this week. So we're going to start with point number 9 on second half of page 93. And that point number 9 is going to cover what remains of 93 and most of 94. So it's a little bit detailed, okay? It's quite involved. So that's why, yani, I thought maybe it might be too much to do all of what we just covered and this and what remains, 5 more pages or 4.5 pages. Yani, in one session, it might be rushy. So alhamdulillah, we don't have to rush today. But I'm just going to take a few minutes, since we have some time left, to look at what we're going to be covering in the next session. So point number 9 is dealing with al-badal. I'm not going to read the key, but I'm just going to give you the highlights of it. We have learned the badal in lesson 1. For example, Aina akhuka Hashimun. Where's your brother Hashim? We saw badal before, even in book 1. We saw the badal with the ism ishara and the noun following it, alif lam. So that type of badal and this type of badal is one of the 4 types of badal. So that's what we're going to be looking at in point number 9. The badal is of 4 kinds. The total badal, badal al-kulli min al-kull, and the partial badal, badal al-ba'd min al-kull. Yani the total badal is that the badal and the mubdal minhu is the same, exactly, completely. The partial badal is that the badal is a part of the mubdal minhu. Yani it's a part of the whole. And then the third type of badal is the comprehensive badal. Yani comprehensive meaning that it includes the badal in the original thing, the mubdal minhu. It's contained within it in some kind of way. But it's not the whole of it, and it's not even a part of it, but it's inclusive of it, its meaning, alright? So the comprehensive badal is badal al-ishtimal. I'm going to read one example here just so that it becomes clear. A'jabani hadha al-kitab uslubuhu. So uslubuhu is the badal. Uslubuhu, yani a'jabani, I like this book, its style. So I like this book. Uslub, the uslub is not the book. It's not even a part of the book. But it's included in the book. The book has a style. So that's what we mean by comprehensive badal. We're going to look at it a little more in detail for homework. And the fourth type of badal is dissimilar badal. Al-badal al-mubayana. Some of them call it al-badal al-ghalat or khata. Means that when somebody has the badal is actually a correction of something. Yani that was a mistake. Badal al-mubayana. It's something completely different. It's not the whole of it. It's not a part of it, like the first two types of battle. It's not a comprehensive battle. It's not included in the Mubdal Minhu. Rather, something completely different. Yani Aatini al-Kitab al-Daftar. Give me the book. I mean the notebook. So notebook is different from the... It's something different altogether. Okay, so this is Badal. And there's some more discussion concerning the Badal. And the Mubdal Minhu, that they can both be nouns, or they can both be verbs, or they can both be sentences, or they can be two different things. Yani the first one a sentence and the second one a noun. This is what we're going to be covering for homework and in the next session. And then point number 10 is related, going back to Masdar Mu'awwal, that the Masdar Mu'awwal can be the fa'il of a sentence. Can be the fa'il of the sentence. And we're going to be looking at, in this case, another type of Masdar Mu'awwal. Yani, another type of Masdar Mu'awwal, which is made up of enna. Not en, but enna with shadda, and it's ism, and it's khabar. So that's the end of the points for the English key. And then the English key goes on to a whole section dealing with the particles that resemble the verb, that is inna wa akhawatuha, and each one of them is singled out, and its meaning and things related to it are explained in some detail in like two and a half pages. Alright, so we're going to be looking at that, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, for homework this week, point 9 and point 10, and then the particles that are related, resemble the verb, yani inna wa akhawatuha. So what remains is 4 and a half pages. We're going to have that for homework for next week, so you can get started on immediately. You don't have to wait until I send the homework assignment out tomorrow. You can get started reading the remainder of the English key from page 93, point number 9, to the end of the English key and the particles that resemble the verb. And then after that, inshallah, the rest of the homework is going to be the Arabic dialogue and perhaps some of the exercises that follow it. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. I ask Allah for myself and each of you that He grant us success in doing things that are sincerely for His sake alone and in accordance with what He has legislated through our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that Allah, out of His mercy and His kindness and His generosity, that He recognize, record and reward our good deeds, and that He multiply them, and that He forgive, pardon and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us, yani, الثبات, yani to be firm and steadfast upon a sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him, until we leave this world and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a speedy and complete recovery to those amongst us who are ill, our families and friends and neighbors and the Muslims in general, and that He shower His mercy upon those who have passed away, and that He fill their graves with light, and that He make their graves spacious and not tight, and that He, yani, protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the hellfire. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.